I had one store where our top selling item was just consistently out of stock. And we went back and forth for like a month. They're like, no, there's 300 on hand. I'm like, you haven't sold a product in 100 days.
Yeah.
There is something off here. So it's very detailed. And I think that's something that kind of helped me with this job, you know, paying attention to those really tiny details and realizing the impact that it can have.
My name is Noah Omri-Levin, and you're listening to Digital Marketing Life, my podcast giving you access to the real-life experiences, challenges, and triumphs of the incredible people across our industry. This is an episode I've been really excited about, especially for those of you that are looking to break into the digital marketing industry. This week, I had the pleasure of sitting down with the incredibly talented Ashley Spotts of Search Discovery. Ashley was a hidden gem when we discovered her. She was working for a consumer packaged goods company in Atlanta, but clearly had a mind for business, a passion for loyalty and hard work, and a determination to find a career path that she enjoyed. I've learned so much from working with Ashley, and I know you will too. Let's listen. Welcome, Ashley, to Digital Marketing Life. Thank you so much for joining.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
Of course. I'm really excited for today because I've been waiting to sit down with you for a while because I think your journey is particularly awesome. If you could start off and maybe just give us an idea of where you started off, where you went to school, and what you studied, and a little bit of the journey along the way of what followed after that.
Yeah, definitely. So I went to the University of Georgia, and I actually entered college as an early childhood education major. So in high school, I was pretty set on teaching elementary school. But then over my first 2 years of college, I switched majors a good few times.
What was on that list of choices?
As soon as I entered, so it was early childhood education, and then I switched to international affairs.
Okay.
Because I'm always interested in travel and, you know, what's going on in the world. But I realized that I missed math classes, so that's what I was not taking my freshman year. So I switched to business school, knowing that UGA had a really good program there. And then I was risk management insurance entering. And then...
Whoa, how did you decide on that one?
I just kind of picked one. So I did not really know what I wanted to do in college, but I knew kind of what my interests were. So I knew I liked math. I knew I liked writing and being creative. So as I was in business school, I kind of noticed that marketing was a mix of the creative and the analysis side of it. So I switched my major to marketing and international business so I could still have that international aspect to it. And UGA is pretty nice where you had three options within the marketing major. So you could either just be strictly marketing, have the digital marketing emphasis, or do sales.
So what's the difference between those two pathways, sales and marketing at UGA?
With the digital marketing, it was fairly new. So my class was kind of more the guinea pigs. So one of the classes I took was actually a Google Analytics and AdWords class, and just kind of more emphasis in the digital realm, analyzing websites, making recommendations on things to change, things like that. And the sales side, I think you had to do like pitches and things I didn't really want to do. So you didn't have to choose an emphasis, but I was interested. So
that's awesome. Do you find that those classes, the experience you got there was valuable, or did it just expose you to something that you had to dig into on your own later on?
I think it was definitely valuable. They gave us opportunities to go to conferences. We got to do projects with people who actually worked in Atlanta, so that was a really cool, good experience. But yeah, definitely had to dig in a little more. Like, you can take a class on Google Analytics or AdWords, but it's really putting it into practice and learning it yourself,
yeah.
Or at least for me.
Yeah, and especially as these things evolve constantly, I'm sure. Yeah. I know being in a space where they're giving classes on these things all the time, like every 6 months things change, particularly in the ads world.
Yeah, definitely. It also makes it exciting. And that's also kind of why I chose marketing, because it's always changing. They're like, oh, this textbook came out last year, but we're actually not going to use this anymore.
So coming out of school, you had this background, you had the exposure, and it was really cool that they had that for you, because 10 years prior, that didn't exist. How did you landed at a CPG company? Tell us about that experience and how specifically you decided to go there.
But tell us what that was like.
Yeah, so I ended up at a CPG company doing sales, ironically. I actually really admired the company, so I was excited to, you know, approach them at the career fair, hand them my resume. They reached out about an internship. I didn't get the internship, but they reached out about like a month later asking if I wanted to apply for the job.
Wow.
The people I'd met were really great to talk to. When I applied for the internship, I got to actually go through a day with one of the workers or one of my future coworkers, and she was awesome to work with. So I really enjoyed like how motivated everyone was there. You know, when you work with people who inspire you, kind of what synergy? I don't know what the word I'm looking for.
Yeah, but it's like the rising tide lifts all boats.
Yeah.
That's my wife always says.
Yep.
That's awesome. And so tell us, like, CPG is consumer packaged goods, mm-hmm. right? So what's that world like? Like, what were you doing day to day as a salesperson? But also, like, what did you take from school that helped you be successful in that space? What did that look like?
Yeah, so it was very different from what you'd expect as your first job out of college. And I think another reason why I chose it, because I was a little scared of having a desk job. It is a little intimidating thinking, okay, I'm going to sit here for 40 hours a week just on my computer, which kind of do now, but it's, we can talk more later about why I enjoy it now, but.
Wait, that's fascinating. So you were afraid to be stuck in one space. You wanted to be able to move around and get out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So with the sales job, I was actually going from grocery store to grocery store. I had about 42 stores I called on in the Southeast Atlanta area. So I would go from Walmarts to Kroger's to Publix's. A day there was, I would start out, you know, walking around the store and looking at where each product was placed, making sure it's in the right spot. If it's in stock, great. Or if it's out of stock, why is it out of stock? If it's like an inventory issue and something that needs to be escalated. And then also when you're walking around the store, just looking for opportunities for more product placement.
And talk through why that's important, because I think some folks listening, right, like this could sound tedious, but why does that matter to the CPG company that's sending you out? Like, why are they having you spend so much time focused on these minute details? What does it do?
Yeah, it's definitely extremely tedious, but that's where most of your sales occur. So I can't remember the exact percentage, but I think it was like 80% of like our revenue came from the shelves, not these promotions or these big Halloween orders. Very important to understand this tag needs to be replaced if the price isn't right. Like, customers are looking at, if customer sees like, oh, this item is on sale, I'm going to grab it for $8.98, and then they go to the register, it's actually $10, you know, they're just going to toss it. So it's a lot of turnover like that, and just very paying a lot of attention to what's going on. Another thing with like out of stock products, I had one store where our top selling item was just consistently out of stock. And we went back and forth for like a month. They're like, no, there's 300 on hand. I'm like, you haven't sold a product in 100 days.
Yeah.
There is something off here. So it's very detailed. And I think that's something that kind of helped me with this job, you know, paying attention to those really tiny details and realizing the impact that it can have on everything else.
Yeah, you really have to have an eye on the results, because if you set up everything correctly, you have the right partnership in place, you're out there, worked out the numbers and everything makes sense, but then you don't go back to look at the actual KPIs, like how many sales went through, are they moving product, and then all of those other pieces of, is everything actually set up correctly? Like, it's amazing now you describing this, how similar it is to the digital space.
Very similar.
But just physically manifested, and how just as important those things are, even more important digitally, because sometimes you can't check on them. Like, the price might be on something you can never see,
right?
And it's in some feed somewhere that you have to go check out, versus you could actually walk into a store and see, oh, this thing was placed wrong.
Right.
Albeit, that means you have to actually walk into a store versus check, you know, from your whatever desk or home.
But we also had, like, with my first job, we had data that we could look at, seeing like, oh, sales are declining. Like, why is that happening? Similar to my current job where, all right, conversions are declining. What might be happening there?
Yeah. What was surprising when you originally, when you applied here and you were describing this to me, which I found fascinating, and I thought this is like the perfect skill set to bring into the digital realm, to be honest. And that's why I'm so excited about this episode. But what surprised me was, like, I would assume a Kroger's or a Publix would be responsible for those things because they want to sell product. But what's interesting is, since we originally spoke, I actually found out a friend of mine also, he stocks products in one of the stores for a meat packaging company. Mm-hmm. And I kept seeing him all of a sudden. Like, I didn't even notice him walking around with his big shopping cart and a computer at the store.
Yep.
And now all of a sudden I was like, oh, wait a second. That's, you know, that was you. And he's really responsible for those products. So there's probably tons of people coming through these stores making sure that their products are, as you said, represented appropriately.
Yeah, and it's interesting because there's, like, I was a sales rep, so I would work with managers to order more product, but I guess in his case, or like someone who works for Coke or Pepsi, maybe they are actually bringing in the product themselves and putting it on the shelf. Luckily, I did some heavy lifting, but not as much as, like, I'm driving a big truck and I'm about to drop like 20 cases right now.
Yeah, that's fascinating. So you got a lot out of that experience, yeah. But then you decided to move on to the digital marketing space, and come sit behind a desk.
I did.
So what drove that decision?
Yeah, so I had the background from college, and it was something that I had been interested in. And looking back at my senior year, that second semester, I got an internship after I had accepted my first job in the digital space. I was doing more of the content writing and planning, so I really enjoyed that. It wasn't about to turn into a job, so I went ahead with the sales job, thinking I could expand maybe into marketing later, but it didn't seem like that would happen, or I wasn't really sure what to do, honestly. I wasn't happy in my role, and honestly, as I was leaving, you know, you have to tell managers, like, okay, this is my last 2 weeks, it was great working with you, and one person said, like, it's good that you're leaving, not because I want you to go, but you're opening this spot for someone who really wants to be here. And so I thought that was really important, that someone, because I worked with people who loved their job. And I think if you want to do it, like, it's perfect for someone who will be really happy in that role.
That's amazing. So just to highlight that point, you saw that your heart wasn't really in the work that you were doing, and as much as it might have been interesting, and it was a great job, and all of those things, and the coworkers were amazing, it sounds like.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you wanted to follow somewhere where you could be passionate and put your full heart into it, and everybody understood that when you were leaving. That's great.
Yeah, I was very fortunate. Everyone was very understanding and saying, like, no, you should go do what you want to do, and I feel that here, too. I'm not about to leave here, but I'm definitely in a good space where everyone's very pushing, like, you should go towards your goals and do what makes you happy.
Yeah. No, I can't. That is so important, because I know, like, for myself, whenever I've gotten into even in any job, there's little things that you might not like, but if the core of what you do isn't something that you can be passionate about and excited to do, either you better have really diversified your life outside of work to make up for that, or it's going to become a problem, because a person can only last so long, you know, grinding at something they don't enjoy that's not necessarily justified by something else. Definitely. Which might be why somebody might start a podcast when they get bored.
No, it's what you want to do, and it's fun.
That's awesome. So tell me that second piece. Like, now you're stuck behind a desk and you have spreadsheets and you have a computer, and no matter how much you're writing and whatnot, you're not out there in stores. So what does fulfill that bucket in your life?
Of just getting up and moving around. We have standing desks, but no, that's not, I don't use them that often, but that's not like the main thing. So I actually take Marta into work. So I walk about 3 to 4 miles every day to and from work. It's nice and calm in the mornings to kind of collect yourself and then get ready for the day and then decompress at the end of the day walking home. And some other things we do, we play like board games here, which is a nice mental break and something fun and still like keeping you engaged. Yeah, I don't know. It is different. Like, I thought I would hate working at a desk job, honestly. But we work in a good space around good people. It's a nice community, really, that we have here. That makes me want to come into the office, and having a space where I think, okay, I'm going to focus and get this work done and know, like, I enjoy the work that I'm doing. Obviously, you get a little tired. I think everyone who has a job or does anything every day could agree, but I do enjoy it after a while.
You also play those board games with some of the smartest people I know. I can't imagine that's easy.
I've gotten yelled at. Like, what are you doing?
No, I mean, I just mean from, I remember I played chess against somebody here who I won't mention like 3 times. And it was so embarrassing how bad I am at chess compared to these people who are so smart that I just stopped. I was like, I can't, this is too demeaning for me.
That's why I like the co-op game. So we're all kind of working towards one common goal and
yeah,
beating off that.
Yeah, totally. So tell me, like, what's a typical day look like now in terms of, I mean, I know this, but share with our audience here, like what you're doing now in comparison.
Yeah, so it is pretty similar. So since I'm, 2 years in the job now, I'm very much in the weeds. So similar to my last job, checking to make sure everything's in place. So looking at the digital space, we manage accounts through AdWords, Bing, AdRoll, Facebook, yeah. Every platform's display, search, social, that area. So I check budgets to make sure that we're spending the correct amount, adjust any type of bids or other controls that we have in there, whether it's devices, ad schedules, just to make sure that we're producing the right results and making those optimizations. So that's a lot of what I do, the implementation aspect of it and optimization. And then we also do the analysis and recommendations. So I think that's also why I don't mind having a desk job, because I'm not doing the same thing every hour of the day. I'm switching between very different projects, whether I'm looking at budgets or saying, is this creative better than this creative? And then pulling data, looking at that. And I even get to work on content projects, which I wasn't expecting coming into the paid media area. So I get to manage writers and help edit and proofread. I've even gotten the chance to write product pages for another company. So it's very diversified here. So I think that's why I enjoy it a lot.
Yeah. That's awesome. No, it's nice to hear
that I like my job.
That you like your job, for sure. But also that just all those opportunities. And I think that that is it's just from periphery of getting to sit sort of next to you here.
Like 10 feet away.
Is like, I know you probably wouldn't thrive if you were doing the same thing every day in and out. And the fact that you do have that flexibility and have set yourself up for it. You've asked for that, right? Mm-hmm. And advocated for what you knew you wanted. So now those opportunities have opened up. It's really great.
And another thing, I get the chance to learn something new every single day. I mean, our digital space changes, whether we're switching the type of tag we use to global site tag or we're implementing something new like parallel tracking that no one knows about. So I think it's really interesting that we kind of get to get a head start on that and help each other out and learn together.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. The integration between everybody is really important. So tell me, maybe as a last question, you're good. So as a last question, you mentioned the content piece, but what are the activities now? Like, having gone through everything you've gone through and learned everything you've learned today, when you sit down, what are the activities that get you the most excited? What do you love the most doing and find yourself just in the flow of things when you're in the weeds of it?
Honestly, it kind of depends on the day. Some days I'll have like a deep analysis day where I'm just pulling data, making tables, and then setting myself up for maybe the next day where it's like, okay, I have all this data, and like sometimes it's hard to just consume all of it and do your analysis and make recommendations. So maybe one day I'll do the data dump, the next day I'll do the full analysis. So I think, I don't know, it just depends on what I'm in the mood for, and it is nice. Obviously we have deadlines on when things are due, but if I'm like feeling like, okay, I'm like gonna dive in really deep to this one campaign, figure out what's going on, see how we can make it better.
It sounds like it's almost the autonomy and variability that makes you most excited. Like, you don't necessarily know what the activity is gonna be, but you have opportunities to discover it each day.
Yeah, and then now that I've been here for a while, I have that skill set and I feel comfortable and confident that I can do it. And it's a challenge each day too, or each week, thinking like, okay, I don't know if I'm going to end up trafficking a bunch of display ads for like 4 hours. You don't know if that's coming up or if you're going to be doing the analysis part of it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, I have a surprise question just to mess with you. As a second last question, what do you have anything that if somebody was listening to this, right, and was considering looking at digital or considering learning more about Google Analytics or taking a course, a class at a General Assembly or online about digital marketing, either any resources you'd suggest they look at or anything you suggest they think about as they're exploring the space?
Yeah, so my first recommendation is this is something that Tori always tells me is to stay curious. I would say if you can take on any projects, I don't know how I feel about unpaid internships as I've had unpaid internships, but if you can get any internship experience, even if it's not necessarily in what you end up doing. For example, I had content internships, but I ended up doing paid advertising or digital advertising. And also stepping outside of your comfort zone to figure out what you really like. Because I had no idea I would enjoy the space at all until I actually dove in and got to experience it. And I know online, AdWords, analytics, there's so many resources and certifications that you can take. Obviously, you can get certified and not be like a master in it, but it's super helpful to understand the basics and be able to apply that as you go into whatever role.
Yeah, no, that, I could not agree more because I know even today, I don't know if you know this, but I work on like my wife's business and mm-hmm. my father's business, particularly to keep myself in the weeds of things because I want to, it's changing constantly, like you said at the beginning, and to have, it's almost an unpaid internship, if you will. The ability to get your hands on it is very different than learning about it in a certification course.
Right, definitely.
Cool. Well, thank you so much, Ashley, for joining. And hopefully we can sit down again soon, but I really appreciate your time. This is an awesome conversation.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
What an awesome human being. Let's recap. What to some could have been a meaningless job stocking shelves, for Ashley was totally different. She was an integral piece of a supply chain for a company she admired, and she took the tasks at hand seriously enough that she to this day can rattle off percentages and stats on the business impact her placement of products made. That was the exact trait I knew would make an incredible digital marketer when we interviewed and hired Ashley for Search Discovery. Digital is a discipline at a distance. We don't get to feel the environments of manufacturing centers and distribution channels, and sometimes we don't even meet the salespeople. Marketers who take the time to go deep and really understand the impacts that they're making, they stand above the rest. Early on, Ashley didn't know what she wanted to do, but what she did know was what she liked and what she didn't. She chose to work at a company where she has autonomy and continues to advocate for the experiences she wants inside and outside of her work. From taking public transit and walking into work to finding ways to diversify the work that she does each day, Ashley continues to be the driver of her own career path and mental health. The result is an individual who is rocketing in growth in her career, knowledge, and skills as a digital marketer. I'm so thankful to all of you for helping to spread the word and story about yet another incredible person in our industry. There's more where this came from. If you're enjoying these stories, the best way to say thanks is to subscribe, share with friends, and go into iTunes and rate us 5 stars. You can follow me at NoahOmer11 on LinkedIn and Instagram. This is Digital Marketing Life.